the closing ceremony of the Southeast Asian Games in Phnom Penh on Thursday. Leading proceedings, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, now the longest-serving Prime Minister in the world. The country will hold a general election in July, in which his party will be virtually unchallenged. The largest opposition party, the Candlelight Party, has been banned from standing. The National Election Commission said it had failed to complete its registration.
When the Candlelight Party is absent, it does seem to limit people's choice. This is something that we see as an injustice and part of the killing of democracy in Cambodia, and it should not have been done.
The Candlelight Party stepped into the void left by the Cambodian National Rescue Party, or CNRP, which was dissolved in 2017. Their success in local elections that year would have posed a serious threat to Hun Sen in the next general election. Party leader Kem Sok Ha spent 6 years in detention before being sentenced to 27 years under house arrest for treason in March. Now that he's gone, there's no party or personality to stand in the way.
You know, Hun Sen has obviously gotten used to the not having any formal political opposition. He likes the fact that, you know, the Senate and the Parliament are completely his, that, you know, he's got 125-0 margin in the lower house. And I guess he wants that again.
When voters go to the polls in July, the only major party on the ballot will be Hun Sen's Cambodian People's Party, the CPP. A democratic process in a single-party state.
I think it's not right, because in an election or a contest, there must be a competitor to compete against each other, to give people a choice or an option.
In my opinion, one of the big problems is that we do not have many choices. In the past, we had many parties, including one opposition party, but now we don't have real competitors.
Hun Sen may be coming to the end of his political career. He says he'll step down by 2028, but his son, Hun Manet, already head of the armed forces, is running in this election and is eligible for the post of prime minister if he wins. With no major opposition, that looks like a pretty good bet. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.